Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Richard Bach 1936 to present. It was morning.
It was morning.
And the new sun sparkled gold.
And the new sun sparkled gold.
Across the ripples of a gentle sea.
Across the ripples of a gentle sea.
A mile from shore.
A mile from shore.
A fishing boat chummed the water.
A fishing boat chummed the water.
And the word for breakfast flock flashed through the air.
And the word for breakfast flock flashed through the air.
Till a crowd of 1,000 seagulls.
Till a crowd of 1,000 seagulls.
Came to dodge and fight for bits of food.
Came to dodge and fight for bits of food.
It was another busy day beginning.
It was another busy day beginning.
But way off alone.
But way off alone.
Out by himself beyond boat and shore.
Out by himself beyond boat and shore.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull was practicing.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull was practicing.
100 feet in the sky.
100 feet in the sky.
He lowered his webbed feet.
He lowered his webbed feet.
Lifted his beak.
Lifted his beak.
And strained to hold a painful, hard, twisting curve.
And strained to hold a painful, hard, twisting curve.
Through his wings.
Through his wings.
The curve meant that he would fly slowly.
The curve meant that he would fly slowly.
And now he slowed until the wind.
And now he slowed until the wind.
Was a whisper in his face.
Was a whisper in his face.
Until the ocean stood still beneath him.
Until the ocean stood still beneath him.
He narrowed his eyes in fierce concentration.
He narrowed his eyes in fierce concentration.
Held his breath.
Held his breath.
Forced one single more inch of curve.
Forced one single more inch of curve.
Then his feathers ruffled.
Then his feathers ruffled.
He stalled and fell.
He stalled and fell.
Seagulls, as you know.
Seagulls, as you know.
Never falter, never stall.
Never falter, never stall.
To stall in the air is for them disgrace.
To stall in the air is for them disgrace.
And it is dishonor.
And it is dishonor.
But Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
But Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Unashamed, stretching his wings again.
Unashamed, stretching his wings again.
In that trembling hard curve.
In that trembling hard curve.
Slowing, slowing, and stalling once more was no ordinary bird.
Slowing, slowing, and stalling once more was no ordinary bird.
Most gulls don't bother to learn more than the simplest facts of flight.
Most gulls don't bother to learn more than the simplest facts of flight.
How to get from shore to food.
How to get from shore to food.
And back again.
And back again.
For most gulls.
For most gulls.
It is not flying that matters, but eating.
It is not flying that matters, but eating.
For this gull, though.
For this gull, though.
It was not eating that mattered, but flight.
It was not eating that mattered, but flight.
More than anything else.
More than anything else.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull loved to fly.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull loved to fly.
This kind of thinking he found.
This kind of thinking, he found,
is not the way to make oneself popular with other birds.
Is not the way to make oneself popular with other birds.
Even his parents were dismayed.
Even his parents were dismayed.
As Jonathan spent whole days alone.
As Jonathan spent whole days alone.
making hundreds of low-level glides, experimenting.
Making hundreds of low-level glides, experimenting.